JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, John Rowland's Success Primary spreads Christmas cheer, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Students and teachers of the Rose Hall-based John Rowland Success Primary School embarked on a mission to spread holiday cheer this year. One stop took them to Barrettown, to the home of 100-year-old Miranda Bryan, Miss Mim, where the children presented her with gifts and spent some quality time with the centenarian. Mrs. Miller Wisdom notes that the Christmas outreach program is among several activities undertaken by the school at this time of the year. All clubs and societies are required to undertake fundraising activities and source donations of food, toys, and other items as part of the school's barrel drive at Christmas. The items are then sorted and packaged into individual presents.
According to what we have discussed as it relates to the school improvement plan, one of its objectives is to have the students participate in community outreach. We believe that students are not just to be trained to perform academically, but we want to create well-rounded students. Students would be able to give service and to provide for others, whether the young or the elderly. And so each year we go on what we call our community outreach into the different communities in the Rose Hall area.
John Rowland Success Primary School Principal, Yvonne Miller Wisdom. Days leading up to their final stop at Miss Mim's, the students visited basic and infant schools as well as homes for the sick and elderly in the communities of Zion, Spot Valley, Cornwall, Palmyra, Lilliput, and Barrettown. Miss Mim, who was born in December 1917, is the mother of 6 children, grandma to 16, great-grandmother to 26, and great-great-grandnana to 10. She says she was delighted to receive the gifts, which came just after her 100th birthday celebration. The clubs at John Rowland's, which helped to make the initiative a success, include the Red Cross, Brownies, K-Kids, Culture Club, Science Club, Cub Scout, Environmental Club, and the Bible Club. Vision 2030 Jamaica creates a framework for urban and rural growth that supports the economic and social development of all parishes. The plan acknowledges that poor spatial planning has resulted in urban sprawl, environmental degradation, planned and unplanned developments in ecologically sensitive areas, and poverty, among other issues. That's why it's part of Outcome 15 under Goal 4 to develop our island's infrastructure sustainably. View the plan's popular version at vision2030.gov.jm. It's now time for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
We usually walk. Sometimes we don't have boot on with foot. Sometimes we left from school, lunchtime, and come out here to eat baked dumpling and sugar water. Sometimes turn caramel without some meat. Karen, Golden Grove.
And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.